Hi, this is Amaya Rushlow of the Pierce Pioneers. Greetings of the season and best wishes for the new year.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of our sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are all underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Hi, this is Alyssa Gertz of the Pierce Pioneers. May peace be your gift at Christmas and your blessing all the year through.
This is Brett McNeil, Activity Director at Minneapolis Edison and a 1985 graduate of Minneapolis North High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2.
On Wednesday,
a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, welcome back here to Maple Lake High School. Rick Grammond with you here as we get the headphone set figured out. I should warn you ahead of time, having a little bit of difficulty keeping a strong signal. So if it buffers tonight, it's not on your end, it's on mine. But right now it's solid, but just a forewarning. Maple Lake, coached by Tim Stallo, comes in 3-4 overall. They were a winner over Dassel Cicado on Tuesday night, 59-32. And they feature the top scorer in the conference and Central Minnesota, basically, and Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted is going off for about 27.5 points per game already, 30-plus games, three of the seven outings for the Irish. Wins over Norwood Young America, Twin Cities Academy, and Dassel Cicado on the resume, while the four losses have come against Litchfield, Cathedral, Annandale, and Holy Family Catholic, some pretty good teams facing the Irish here early on. They are the defending conference champions. They went 22-6 a season ago. Lost a lot of talent, though, both by graduation. Young Mr. Joe Stockman, his family moved. We'll see him tomorrow night. He's now playing for Crosby Ironton. Ironic that we would see Stockman against Pierce 24 hours after we normally would. He would normally be here in Maple Lake, but with the family move, he's with Crosby Ironton, and they're in town at the MAC tomorrow night. And then a couple of baseball players that have contributed. You're familiarized with the names Gels and Clapp from the Irish baseball team. They've decided to not come out for basketball, concentrate on getting ready for the baseball season, and they had a young man as well get injured early on. Sam Revere, who's got a shoulder problem, he's out for a while. So Tim Stallo's squad is certainly not what he thought it would be at the end of last year. Pioneers, meanwhile, coached by Joe Call, are off to a 3-2 start, most recently beating the Bram Bombers 80-58. 20-point game, 10 rebounds for Jared Prokot, 17-10 for Jonah Prokot. Both Prokots with double-doubles, 13 apiece for Michael Leidenfrost and Brandon Stockmeyer, 8 for Peter Schomer. Both teams are out on the court. JV went to Piers 30-25. There was no C squad. The numbers there, not there for the Irish. So we'll come back. We'll talk with both head coaches when we return on You Are There Sports. It's Piers and Maple Lake tonight.
Hi, this is Anna Taylor of the Piers Pioneers. Peace on earth and best wishes throughout the new year.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2018 is in its final month and our board of directors, employees, and myself would like to thank all of our patrons for another great year of business, trust, and loyalty at the co-op. We also would like to wish everyone a very happy holidays, and we look forward to helping all of our patrons once again in 2019. If you are still looking for a nice, easy gift for a family member, we have gift boxes, meats, and cheeses of different sorts that make a nice, easy gift. Please call our Buckman location to help you out. And if there's anything else you need help with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Joining me now on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Pioneers, Joe Call. And Joe, you get your conference opener here tonight on the road down to Maple Lake. Nice win over Bram to get you above 500 here. Build on that performance.
Yeah, no doubt. It was good to get a win. The boys were excited. Good confidence booster going against Bram and putting up some good points. We did a good job getting to the hoop, finally. That's kind of what we've been preaching is get to the hoop. Our athleticism and our matchups, we should be able to get the ball inside and score inside, and we were able to do that against Bram. I think we only took 12 three-pointers, and I think we had four guys in double digits, so it's just, just goes to show if you can get to the hoop and get some easy buckets, you can put a lot of points on the board.
You know, you're sitting at 3-2 on the season, and I was looking at it on the drive down here, just going through the teams you played this year, starting with Mora, Little Falls, Pequot, Foley, Bram, those five. I mean, there's a lot of years that our boys' teams have gone 0-5 facing that schedule.
Those are some good squads. They have good tradition of basketball at every one of those schools, and they're well coached too. There's some good coaches out there, and it's just the kids are coming to play, and if we can get a consistent energy level with these guys, I think good things are going to happen with this squad.
Maple Lake tonight, obviously, the Hoisted player is the guy you got to key on leading everybody in scoring.
He's a scorer. I think he's averaging 27 points in their five or seven games they've played, so he's definitely their main threat, and we got to be able to stop him. They got another good little guard. I think he's averaging about 12 points right now, so we got those two guys we're going to key in on, but, we can't settle for outside shots. You know, this JV's playing a 2-3 here against us. I don't know if that's what we're going to see, but if we do, we're still going to have to be able to try to get that ball inside somewhere and be able to attack the hoop. We can't settle for outside shots. Our strength is if the teams are in man, we're going to have a mismatch somewhere, and hopefully we can take advantage of that tonight.
Is your theory to try and, when you're facing a team that features a really go-to guy like Hoisted, is to put Michael on him, your defensive stopper, and just see how that plays out, or stay off him with Michael, or how do you theorize your defensive strategy against a top-notch scorer like that?
I think what we might do tonight is throw a bunch of different guys at him. Michael's good at anticipating and picking off passes, where it's not so much a one-on-one game where he anticipates a ball reversal coming and he'll go up and pick it off. So we might throw other guys. We might throw some of our subs at him and just some fresh legs just to kind of wear him down a little bit. But Mike really does a good job off-ball defense. I think that's where he really shines well. So we might mix it up quite a bit, to be honest with you.
scored 80 points against Bram the other night. And I mean, that's a lot of guys having good nights offensively.
You bet. You know, the big boys, the Procots, I think they both had a double-double. You know, Peter, I think I don't think he hit double digits. Maybe he did, but teams are going to key in on him. And what we're going to have to be able to do is have other guys step up and you know, put the ball in the hoop for us. And the other night it was the two Procots that did a good job for us down low, I thought.
You got tonight's game and then tomorrow night with Crosby Ironton before you get a little bit of a break to go up to the Aiken tournament for the second year in a row. Important to finish off this portion of the schedule strong here with back-to-back good performances and overall a good week.
It's gonna be a tough one though. You know, coming down here on the road, like you said, Maple Lake's got a good tradition of basketball, and Tim does a good job coaching on that side. Hoy said probably one of the best players in the conference, so it's a tough matchup for us tonight. We're just gonna have to be ready for it, and then CI. You know, it'd be even tougher tonight if their point guard was here. He moved up to Crosby Ironton. I was talking to their coaches. His dad took a job up by Staples, I think it was, but he's up there now. He's a 6'3 guard, and then they got 6'5 and 6'6 on the inside with CI, so that'll be a difficult matchup tomorrow too, but I think the boys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to see Stockman just 24 hours later than we normally would. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Joe Call, coach of the Pioneers, on the pregame before the Maple Lake game on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Courtney Sturmeyer of the Pierce Pioneers. Warmest thoughts and best wishes for a wonderful Christmas and a very happy new year.
Discover the design difference this holiday season. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you're searching for the perfect Verizon wireless gift for that special someone, you'll love shopping with us. Whether it's a new phone, tablet, iPad, or Apple Watch, we will make sure you get the customer experience you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff takes the time to make sure you get what you want without the pressure. Plus, we have all the accessories you need to stuff the stockings. So for a great shopping experience this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Irish here, Tim Stallo, and coaching at Pierce here tonight. Talk about your first portion of your season here as we get to the end of the 2018 part of the campaign.
Yeah, it was one of those years, Rick, we don't really know what we have coming in. We knew we had Mitch Hoistead coming back with some varsity experience as a two-year starter. Aiden Stallo played a little bit of varsity last year, and other than that, it was a brand new group that played some JV and actually some C-squad. So we're finding some growing pains, but we're also seeing the kids working really hard and making great improvements every day. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of teaching, a lot of patience, but the kids have responded and are really working hard.
You've really had to lean on Hoistead a lot.
Yep, and the nice thing is our guys are unselfish. They know who we want to get the most shots. He can score in a variety of ways, but he also doesn't force things either. He'll give it up and know that we're going to be better if he distributes when he's covered up. So,
what's been your best stretch of basketball here in this early season? What's the area that you've played the best, either in a game or in a situation?
I think that's the situation. Is we're playing little bits and halves against a really good Holy Family team last Friday night. At home, we're down 13 with 10 minutes to go, and in that next 6 minutes played really good defense, rebounded, pulled within two, and had a couple looks to take the lead, and so that was a good stretch. Tuesday night at DC, we played some pretty good defense and rebounded well, and as every coach preaches their team, if you defend and rebound, you're going to have a chance most nights.
Here's your opponent tonight. They're an improved team that you'll be facing here on your home court.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys had a lot of experience last year, and we're playing some really good basketball at the end of the year, and you're already seeing them with a 3-2 record and very competitive in their game. So they're a tough matchup. They are strong, quick, and shoot the ball, defend. So, you know, Pierce is always going to have a lot of athletes, so we know we have our work cut out for us, I think, especially on the rebounding tonight. I think they're a very good rebounding team.
Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Stallo of the Irish with us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
All right, Irish have broken their huddle. Here come the Pioneers as well. Irish in the home blacks with green and white as their primary colors here tonight as the Pioneers are in the road whites. This is the conference opener this evening as the Pioneers 3-2 take on the 3-4 Irish. Here we go with the tip-off. And coming into the center circle for the Pioneers is Jared Prokop. And he will jump center against Maple Lake senior Max Pribble. Left to right for the Irish, right to left for the Pioneers, and the Irish have the ball first to get this game underway. Pioneers will open man-to-man. Mitch hoisted number 5. He's got his first touch on the elbow left side, comes back out top. First shot of the game is from deep, and it's off target, and we've got a foul on a push on the Irish, crashing the offensive glass. The shot was put up there by Brandon Schmitz, and the foul goes on the Pioneers. Schmitz trying to follow up his own miss. Peter Schomer, the junior guard, brings it across midcourt. He's got Jonah Prokop out high with him, flips it off to Brandon Stuckmeyer, the junior, coming off 13. Here's Prokop inside. Jared with a touch. No rebound. Battled for. Rolling near midcourt. Picked up by Peter Schomer. Back out to Stuckmeyer now. 45 seconds into the ball game as Schomer looking for some help. Doubled now. Uses the left hand to come around. Here's curling inside is Stuckmeyer. Good help defense by Hoisted. Here's Michael Leidenfrost looking to throw it inside to Jonah Prokop. Nice lob catch, but Jonah missed it and got the rebound on the opposite side. Now Jared Prokop, the senior, spin, drop step, blocked inside. Loose ball picked up by the Irish. Aiden Stallo will bring it back the other way. Guarded by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Now to Schmitz. Schmitz. Hoisted looking to drive on Stuckmeyer. Elevates, missed wide right. Rebound, Stallo in the paint. Kick out, back out. Stallo hits the three. 3-0 Irish, a minute and a half in. As Aiden Stallo from the right side. And the Pioneers throw it away into the end of the Irish bench. For the Irish, Mitch Hoisted, 27.6 points a game, 12.6 points a game for Aiden Stallo. Right now it's in the hands of Logan Carlson. Back to Stallo, got inside and block, and we're going to get a foul called on Brandon Stuckmeyer. Stallo beat Stuckmeyer off the dribble, and Brandon fouled him. First on Stuckmeyer, first team foul, and at the line is Aiden Stallo, a 41% free throw shooter early. Missed to the left. Brandon Schmitz is averaging 5.6 a game. Logan Carlson, 3.1. As both free throws are off target, and the rebound is tracked down by Stuckmeyer. Pierce trailing 3-0. 2 minutes into the ballgame. They've had some close-in looks, just haven't converted yet. Left corner, Leidenfrost against the man of the Irish. Now Schomer. Dribble drive, stops. Back right side, Jared for three. That's off the rim. Rebound controlled inside by Aiden Stallo. 15:45 to play. 3-0 Maple Lake. Stallo gets a high screen from Hoisted. Kicks to the corner. Carlson shoots. And that rolls up over the backboard. Hit the rim, went up. And Tim Stallo, the coach, saying that should have been a live ball. And one of the referees says, no, it hit a pulley up there. So that becomes the dead ball. 15:36 to go. Schomer, Jonah Prokop, Jared Prokop, Michael Leidenfrost, and Brandon Stuckmeyer for Coach Joe Call's lineup tonight. It's been a pretty steady starting five so far for Joe. Right block for Jared Prokop, facing up. Now back out to Peter Schomer. Pioneers have gone almost three scoreless minutes to start this one so far. Leidenfrost, left side behind the arc. Defended there by Carlson. Down to Jonah Prokop, the 6'2 sophomore. Forced to give it up back out to Stuckmeyer. Now Jared, left side of the free throw line extended. Good half-court defense here by Maple Lake. Jonah got the seam inside. Strong move to the left hand. Good for two. Jonah Prokop puts Piers on the board with 14:50 to play. It's 3-2 Maple Lake. Back the other way, the Irish with Stallo. Hand off to Schmitz, curling around now. Stalo drives baseline, gets by again, and is fouled. So that explosive first step of Aiden Stalo has earned him a couple of trips to the line. And this foul goes on Jared Prokot on the help D. It's his first team second. 14:37 remaining here in the first half. Each team with a bucket. That one is short. Stalo has misfired on his first three. And he's just a 40.5% free throw shooter. So wide base underneath him, and he's long on that. And Jared with his rebound off the miss. 14 and a half to play. Pierce can grab the lead. It'll come from Jonah if he hits. It's off the rim. Stuckmeyer battles for the loose ball rebound. Flips it out front. Here's Schomer, stopped in the lane by Stalo. Back out on a restart to Leidenfrost. Down low, muscling it up is Jared Prokot. It bangs off the iron, and the rebound tipped loose by Max Pribble. Up ahead to Stalo. Hoisted got the baseline, elevates over Schomer, missed. Rebound Jared Prokot. Here comes Piers on a runout with Stuckmeyer trailing to Jared. 14 to play now. Jonah fires down low. Leidenfrost reverse off target. Rebound for the Irish's Brandon Schmitz. Slow start offensively for both squads tonight. 3-2, and there's a steal by Stalo on an errant pass. Stalo will look for Leidenfrost, who alertly knew he was headed out of bounds. He had only one option, and that was to fire it off the trailing Irish defender, which results in the possession to Piers, as Coach Stalo will make two changes now. Schmitz is coming out, as is Pribble. And in Riley Hagen. Ball into Leidenfrost in the corner. Michael dribbles out to the wing, hands it off to Jared Prokot. 13 and a half minutes to play. Pierce trailing in Maple Lake, 3-2. Conference opener for both schools here. Game 8 for the Irish. Game 6 for the Pioneers. Short on an 18-footer by Jonah Prokot, and then Leidenfrost tipping the loose ball rebound out of bounds. It'll go to the Irish. Here comes Nick Shawl, a senior post, coming in. He'll replace Jonah Prokot. Brandon Schmitz will return to the Irish lineup. And Logan Carlson will come to the bench. Piers back at home tomorrow night with Crosby Ironton in town. Off to the right side, Stalo working one-on-one with Stuckmeyer. Hoisted off a screen, over Schomer, high shot, off. Offensive rebound, Hagen underneath to keep it alive. Stalo retreats back out on the restart. 12:50 to play in the half, 3-2 Irish. Right side for Schmitz. One-on-one with Stuckmeyer in front of the Pioneer bench. Posting up now is the up and under move, and that works for Hoisted's first bucket. Hoisted from the right block makes it 5-2 Maple Lake, 12 and a half left. Schomer started in on Stalo, then comes back. Leidenfrost, dribble drive, drops it down low. Jared finds a cutting Stuckmeyer up. That one rims out. Rebound tipped out by the Irish. Touch last by Riley Hagen. Piers to inbounds at the 12:18 mark. Leidenfrost and Stuckmeyer at the free throw line. Shawl and Prokot down low. It comes in to Michael. Michael will kick out. Stuckmeyer thought about it. Now it's in the hands of Schomer. Lob down low. Got it into Nick Shawl. Shawl with the left hand for two. Good catch and finish. Nick Shawl makes it 5-4. Caught it on the right block and went up from the left side. Nice little reverse. 11:50 left. Irish by one. Hoisted from deep. Got it. Mitch Hoisted has hit his last two field goals. And it's an 8-4 advantage for the Irish. 5 for Hoisted, who comes in averaging 27.6. Leidenfrost between the top of the key and his jump stop move into the lane is a dandy. Leidenfrost exploding down the left side for two. His first hoop, 8-6. Back the other way is Stalo as Jonah Prokot prepares to return. Driving Hoisted, lean in, and a block. Count the hoop. Shawl or Leidenfrost. It's Nick Shawl. Shawl called for the block foul, his first. Pioneers third. Schmitz is coming out, so is Hagen, as two of the original starters, Pribble and Carlson, are back on the court. One shot for Mitch Hoisted, who now has 8 points already. Irish up 10-6. 11-6, it should be. Yeah, there it is. 11-6. Stuckmeyer lobbed down low. He wanted to get it to Prokotin and hit the rim. That was a pass intended for Jonah. And Stuckmeyer got too much iron, and it results in a held ball as two players fight for the loose ball underneath the hoop. 10:57, baseline right inbounds for Pierce. Jonah takes it, fakes the handoff. Jonah fires it over to Shawl on the left side, and Shawl is fouled going up. Shawl will shoot two. The fire is on Aiden Stallow. Nope, Logan Carlson. Carlson's first, team second. Shawl for a pair at 10:52. Nick's got 2 points tonight. First free throws for the Pioneers coming. That one is good. Nick's got three. The game is a 4-point difference now. Maple Lake 11, Pierce 7. Just under 11 minutes left to play. Nick nails them both. 4 points early on for senior Nick Shawl. And the Irish will walk it up court, 10:50 to go. Stallow works the offense right side in front of the scorer's table. Shawl jumps out on him now as the Pioneers switching defensively. Hoisted elevates from the line, got it. Hoisted going up from 15 feet out. And it's a 13-8 lead with 10.5 to play here in Maple Lake tonight. Stuckmeyer finds Leidenfrost coming to the ball on the right side. Michael now used up his dribble, and here's Jonah Prokot coming over. Now to Stuckmeyer. Out top, Peter's long three from the top is off to the left, and crashing the board is Mitch Hoisted. We'll be under 10 minutes left when Stallow takes it across midcourt. 13-8 lead. High screen and roll. Off to Carlson, right side against Leidenfrost. Back down to Stallow. Cuts through the lane, looking for any opening. A leaner with the left hand, well short. And here comes Michael now. He checks up. Numbers weren't there, so Leidenfrost starts the half court with 9:40 to go. Right side, Stuckmeyer. Brandon throws it down low. Jonah with a muscle move inside. Missed it. Pioneers battling tip ball. Finally picked up by Maple Lake. 9:25, Hoisted, little stop and go, baseline jumper rattles out. Leidenfrost underneath collects the board. Coach Dallow saying, hustle back, guys, here they come. It's Schomer, right wing, back out Stuckmeyer. Jonah from 20, short. Jonah not dialed in yet. 13-8, Maple Lake with 9:05 to play in the half. Neither team has used a timeout. As Stallow takes it back the near side, guarded by Stuckmeyer. Now Hoisted is fouled as he came through the lane. This might be on Nick Shawl. It would be two. It is. Nick took a little swipe at the ball and got a piece of the arm of Hoisted. So two on Shawl, four team fouls. And we've got our first timeout on the court. Teams head to the bench with 8:55 to play in the first half. Maple Lake leading by five, 13-8 here in the home of the Irish.
Hi, this is Emily Daler of the Pierce Pioneers wishing you joy, peace, and hope in Christ this Christmas.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Coach Joe Call using his first timeout. It's Maple Lake 13, Piers 8. The Irish to inbounds on the left baseline. And to throw it in is Braden Bellinger, and a traveling call on Schmitz as he took the bounce pass. Shuffled his feet, and that'll give Piers the ball back. Piers has Jared and Jonah Prokot, Peter Schomer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, and Michael Leidenfrost on the court. They're starting five with 8:45 to go. Pioneers still in single digits over halfway through the first half. 13-8, Maple Lake. Left side, Stuckmeyer to Jonah, posting up, scoops it back. Brandon takes it inside. He missed. And the rebound for Pribble. 8.5 minutes remaining. Hoisted, guarded by Schomer out, one-on-one. And they're going to get him for this should be a push-off. Oh, they're going to get Schomer, and Hoisted clearly used his elbow to clear space there. They're going to get Peter on that foul, but that was not right. Now Hoisted off the inbounds, open look, rattled it in. 12 for Hoisted already, 15-8. Biggest lead of the half is 7 now for Maple Lake. Here's Stuckmeyer, guarded by Schmitz. Down low for Jonah Prokot. Jonah has it going up, and they're going to say off of Prokot, off a Hoisted block. And Joe Call has not been pleased with the last two whistles that have gone against him. And now we get Stalo back in, and it'll be Carlson coming out. So Hoisted, Stalo, join Bellinger, Pribble, and Schmitz. Under 8 minutes left in the half, Hoisted gives the ball to Stalo on the wing, guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. Down to the low block, posting up, and there's Mitch Hoisted again. Quickly ahead, Leidenfrost on a long pass, run out, layup, and a foul. Pioneers that time beat the Irish down court, and Michael will have an and one. It gives him 4 tonight. And the foul is called on the Irish's Braden Bellinger. First on him, third. Now Hagen returns for the Irish. Pribble is out. Schall is back in for Jonah Prokot. 7:41 to go with a free throw here for Mike Leidenfrost. And he nets it. 5 for Michael. 17-11. As Stalo brings it to midcourt through the Irish logo. Posting up right side. Back out front. Hagen from deep off left. Rebound inside, though, by Schmitz. Back to Hagen. Another chance on offense for the Irish with 7:15 to go, leading 17-11. Stalo takes the ball backdoor. Hoisted foul going up. He'll go back to the line. Nice backdoor cut results in a left-hand layup attempt, and the foul is called on Leidenfrost. First on Michael. 2 for Hoisted. He's already filled it up and continues to do so here with that free throw. 15 points already. He's a 78% free throw shooter. And he's got another point. 16 of the 19 belong to Hoisted. Like pretty much every other team the Irish have faced so far, the defense has not found a way to slow down Mitch Hoisted. 19-11, high post lob into Jared Prokot. Now to Stuckmeyer, a 3 right side off. And the rebound is Schall battling inside, tying up Carlson for the Irish. And the arrow points to Maple Lake. And here comes Hoisted, who was down briefly for a rest, coming back in now. Should be Piers ball. The last one went to Maple Lake. They're going to give it to the Irish. 6:56 to go. Pioneers are down by 8 on the road in Maple Lake. Pioneers are going to pick up with pressure. Leidenfrost defending on the baseline, shadowing Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted running the point here. 6:45 to go. Now it's Stalo, defended by Schomer. 19-11. Hoisted coming back out top. Handoff. Deep three. Hoisted, and he swishes. Wow. 19 points for Hoystad. Schomer foul going up. This will go on Carlson, number two on sophomore Logan Carlson, fourth team foul. And Schomer's going to go to the line. Peter has not scored yet. He had 8 on Tuesday against Bram. He shoots 75% from the line. Got that one. First point for Peter. Quick subs back in for the Irish, returning Pribble and Schmitz. Carlson will sit, as does Bellinger. 6:28 to go, 22-12, as the second free throw comes long off the miss, tracked down by Stallo. And the Irish trying to build on a 10-point lead. Stallo gets a Hoystad screen. Free to the corner is Hagen, left side, off. Rebound ricochets to the end of the Piers bench, and they're going to say touch last by who? Two of the three referees are going to talk and award the ball to the Irish. Now Jonah Prokot will come in during the dead ball for Jared Prokot. So it's Leidenfrost, Stuckmeyer, Schall, Jonah Prokot, and Schomer out there. Irish to inbounds, halfway down the Pioneer bench. They come to Hoystad. Bodied up by Leidenfrost. From about 23 out, no long rebound for Schomer. He was going to pull the trigger on that one, and he did. Let fly. Now Schomer looking to find some space. Cut off there nicely defensively by Stallo. 5:45. Jonah will get a look from the line. That's off. Boy, the Pioneers have had some tight rims on their end tonight. Just have not gotten a lot to drop. 5:40 and counting. 22-12 Irish. Here's Aiden Stallo. Schmitz. Hoystad got the angle. Goes inside. Contact with Schall. Schall hit the floor. Play continues. Up ahead is Leidenfrost now. Guarded by Stallo. Left-hand dribble. Pass inside. Deflected by Hoystad. And he saves it off to Stallo. 5:10 left. Schomer will work the defensive man-to-man assignment on Aiden Stallo. 22-12 Irish. Deep down to the right corner. Dribble still alive. Now he switches to the left hand. Schmitz will fire away. That's good. First points for Brandon Schmitz, and it's 25-12. Schall is going to be called for a player control, and that's 3 on Nick. And I think Joe Call is going to use his second timeout. Yes, he makes this call. It comes with 4:50 to go, and the Irish are up big now, 25-12.
Hi, this is Emily Harold of the Piers Pioneers. Faith makes all things possible. Hope makes all things work. Love makes all things beautiful. May you have all three this Christmas.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Thielen Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Irish ball coming out of the timeout, and the lead is 13, 25-12, a 19-point first half for Mitch Hoystad. Now is Stallo. He's a 12-plus point-a-game scorer. 4.5 minutes to go. Stallo working on Schomer. And a timeout for Coach Tim Stallo as his offense was not moving to his liking. So he'll use a timeout to get things squared away. We'll come back to Maple Lake with 4:28 remaining until halftime. Pioneers find themselves down 25-12.
Hi, this is Emily Sildowski of the Piers Pioneers. Season's greetings with all good wishes for the new year.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, back to action. Jonah Prokot, a steal and a layup and a foul called as Prokot with an and one. Jonah's got four. Irish foul against Schmitz, his second, team's fifth. And Prokot short on the rebound. Rebound, here's Hoisted on a runout. Curls back, left side of the lane, and they're going to get him for a push. Hoisted is going to pick up the player control here. His first, and it's team foul number six. Here comes Carlson in for Schmitz. It's Maple Lake 25, Pierce 14, just over 4 minutes to go until halftime. Busy nights for both of these schools here in athletics. Girls are home for against Foley tonight for the Pioneers. The wrestlers at home against Malacca. Here's Prokot throwing up a running jump hook. That was Jonah, and then Jared on the left side tipped it out. The Maple Lake girls have a conference game at Kimball tonight. Mentioned the Piers wrestlers are home against Malacca. The Annandale Maple Lake wrestling team is hosting St. Cloud Tech and Glencoe Silver Lake in a try. Jonah Prokot with a deflection out of bounds as the Irish tried to go a bounce pass through the lane across the baseline. Stops the clock with 3:38 to play. 25-14, Maple Lake. Stallo, Carlson off the inbounds. Lean steps around, missed. Rebound, Jonah. Nice little step around by Carlson, but the sophomore missed it. Now it's Peter Schomer. Held to just 1 point so far on a free throw is Peter. Left side for Michael Leidenfrost. Back out for Stuckmeyer. Inside pass denied as Hoisted jumped the passing route and has the steal. 3:10 to go. Aiden Stallo coming back the other way as the Irish move left to right in front of us here. Home of the Maple Lake Irish. Stallo to the corner for Carlson. Hoisted over Leidenfrost, short on the rim, rebound controlled by Jared Prokot. Ahead for Michael Leidenfrost in the corner. He muscles his way inside and scores. 7 for Michael Leidenfrost, and it's 25-16. Pioneers get it to single digits with 2:40 remaining. Stallo come out, got a screen. Hagen from the corner got the iron, but that was it. Here comes Leidenfrost off an outlet pass. Challenged and a foul on Hoisted. Hoisted picks up his second at the 2:27 mark. And Leidenfrost back to the line. That started with a good outlet by Jonah Prokot to midcourt. And Michael, who is 1 for 1 from the line, 7 points to lead the Pioneers tonight. Shooting a pair here. Missed that one. Back rim. One more for Michael. And now, checking out is Pribble. Bellinger comes back in. Coach Stallo has left Hoisted on the court with two fouls. And they're going to call this a whistle. No free throw. They're going to get a Pioneer foul on a box-out move. They're going to get Jonah Prokot called for a push. That'll be the first personal on Jonah. And now they'll talk if that's going to be free throws on the other end for the Irish. As Jonah was on the far side of the lane on a box-out position, and they're going to say he was either hooking his player or pushed him. So they will not award free throws. It'll be an inbounds from the baseline. So no free throw, even though Michael made it. It was wiped out on that foul. It's the seventh team foul on Piers. Maple Lake has been charged with 8. Both teams are in the bonus. 2:15 to go. Pioneers chasing on the defensive end. Hoisted guarded by Leidenfrost. Stopped. Right side Hagen. Hagen cut off. They come back out front. Michael with a tip. Does he save it? He does. Leidenfrost able to save it off the foot of Carlson as they were both tight-roping the sideline. And that'll give Piers the ball back. And Tim Stallo, the Irish coach, sensing some of the momentum slipping away, he'll use his second timeout of the half to talk it over with his squad as the Pioneers have the ball when we come back.
Hi, this is Emma Melby of the Piers Pioneers. Remember the reason for the season all the time. Merry Christmas.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Pioneers with the ball. Each team now down to three timeouts for the remainder of the ball game. Double high screen. Pioneers don't get anything to work out of that. And Peter picks up his dribble, flips it out to Stuckmeyer near midcourt. Now to Leidenfrost. Irish have gone zone here out of the timeout. Pioneers trying to recognize out of that. Jared Prokot down low for Shaw. Right block, baseline drive. Nick muscles up and in. Good first half for Nick Shaw. He's got six. And it's a 25-18 ball game with a minute and a half to go. Pioneers were down by double figures, and they've had a nice little push here late in the half. Hoystead picked up his dribble on the sideline. That'll give Schmitz a wide open top of the key three. Brandon Schmitz now with 6 points tonight. Pushes it back to 10. 28-18 with 1:05 to go as the Irish extend their zone. Down low, Shaw from Stuckmeyer. Good. Nick Shaw with eight, 28-20, 54 seconds left. The only problem is Nick's doing a nice job on offense, but he's also got three fouls. Schmitz feeling it, he'll fire away, and Shaw with the rebound. Pioneers with 40 seconds left, have it coming up court. Across the timeline with 36 is Peter Schomer. Right side for Michael Leidenfrost now, back for Peter. He and Leidenfrost playing catch. 23 seconds left in the half. Pioneers want the last shot, it appears. Leidenfrost. Here's Stuckmeyer. Back for Michael. Right side, Schomer. 13 to play. Leidenfrost, left side, Jared Prokot. Stuckmeyer with eight. Right side, Leidenfrost. Schomer. Back out, Leidenfrost. Now, Schomer. Leidenfrost with one. Jared from 23 off the glass. No, not the shot the Pioneers really were working for or hoping for. As time came off the clock, they realized they were not going to get a really good look as the Irish defense is strong to end the half out of their zone, and they lead by eight at the break. It's Maple Lake 28, Piers 20. We're at halftime here in Maple Lake.
Hi, this is Erica Dickman of the Piers Pioneers, hoping you are surrounded by love and warmth this holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, we're at halftime here. Maple Lake up 28-20, thanks in large part to a 19-point first half from Mitch Hoisted. We knew coming in that he could fill it up, and he's as advertised here so far in this half. 19 of the Irish's 28 points from Hoisted. Six for Brandon Schmitz on a pair of three-pointers, and then another three-pointer delivered by Aiden Stallo. So those three Irish players combining for all of the points. Playing but not scoring among the starters, Max Pribble and Logan Carlson. And off the bench, Riley Hagen saw a few minutes, as did Braden Bellinger. Maple Lake, 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Hoisted was 3 for 3. Stallo went 0 for 4. A trio of Irish with 3 fouls apiece. That would be Hoisted, Schmitz, and Carlson. Coach Tim Stallo with 2 of his 5 timeouts allotted have been utilized so far, so he'll have 3 remaining in the second half. For the Pioneers, they are led at halftime by Nick Schall, who came off the bench with 8 points. 7 for Michael Leidenfrost, 4 for Jonah Prokot, and 1 for Peter Schomer. Playing but not scoring were Brandon Stuckmeyer and Jared Prokot. And Shaw was the only bench player to get in that half. Alex Wilson's not dressed tonight, so he's not available. But the Pioneers go 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Michael Leidenfrost, 1 of 2. Peter Schomer, 1 of 2. 2 of 2 for Nick Shaw. 0 for 1 for Jonah Prokot. Remember, Michael had one wiped out on a foul. That would have counted, but it was called off due to a foul. So that one does not go in the scorebook for Michael. Pioneers never led in that half, as the Irish, for a good portion, between 8 and 12 points. And they lead right now by 8, 28-20 at halftime. Pierce took the JV game tonight in a low-scoring contest. That was 30-25. Pioneers were led by Mason Zajac with 8 points. 6 for Cody Kimmon. Noah Sakala had 6. Robbie Schaefer with 4. Zach Trout had 2. Andy Brill with 2. And Ryan Stuckmeyer had 2. 30-25 for the JV. There was no C-Squad game tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at the other games. Neither team has returned to the court yet. So, a look at action in central Minnesota. Both boys and girls basketball and wrestling when we come back on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Callie Gross of the Pierce Pioneers, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central.
reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
Hi, this is Laura Skiba of the Pierce Pioneers. May the holiday season bring only happiness and joy to you and your loved ones.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2018 is in its final month and our board of directors, employees, and myself would like to thank all of our patrons for another great year of business, trust, and loyalty at the co-op. We also would like to wish everyone a very happy holidays, and we look forward to helping all of our patrons once again in 2019. If you are still looking for a nice, easy gift for a family member, we have gift boxes, meats, and cheeses of different sorts that make a nice, easy gift. Please call our Buckman location to help you out, and if there's anything else you need help with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street.
All right, we're back here at Maple Lake. Both teams just now returning to the court. It gives us a time to take a look at the schedule tonight. On the boys' side of things, you've got Foley at home against Eden Valley Watkins. Howard Lake Waverly Winston is playing Lester Prairie Holy Trinity tonight in Howard Lake. Painesville is at Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls. Kimball's playing at Spectrum. The other team that was supposed to play tonight in the conference, but you can certainly understand why, the Holding Ford Huskers. Our condolences to head coach Matt Meyer. Obviously, you might have heard or probably heard, Matt, the crushing loss. His wife and unborn baby killed in a car accident earlier this week. So our condolences to Matt. He's got a 2-year-old son. And so they have postponed that game. Holding Ford was supposed to be home against Mille Lacs. I also understand the girls' game tomorrow night has been postponed. Albany's playing up in Pequot Lakes tonight. Upsala's playing at home against Bertha Hewitt. Melrose home to Benson. Sauk Center's in Montevideo. Royalton is playing in the Pillager Holiday Tournament. Morris area's at Minnewaska. Bram at Moose Lake Willow River. Isle home to Pine City. Wadena Deer Creek at Park Rapids. And Browerville is home to Verndale tonight. Girls, the girls are at home tonight taking on Foley. And it was 25-10 Foley at halftime there. Long Prairie Gray Eagle is at Painesville tonight. The Maple Lake Irish girls are in Kimball. Lester Prairie Holy Trinity at Howard Lake. Sauk Center at New London Spicer. Swanville's in Bram. St. Cloud Cathedral's up in Pine City on the girls' side. Mille Lacs at Mora. Little Falls Flyer girls are at Becker. Alex at Apollo. Wilmer at Tech. Albany's at Zimmerman. Brainerd at Chisago Lakes. In wrestling tonight, the Pioneers home to Mille Lacs. Annandale Maple Lake wrestling team in a try with St. Cloud Tech and Glencoe Silver Lake. We're underway, and the opening possession for Pierce is kicked out by Brandon Schmitz. It'll stay with the Pioneers here. They trail by 8, 10 seconds into the half. Nick Shaw starts the second half with 8 points but three fouls. He's got the inbounds. Hands it off, and it was stolen away by Stallo. Stallo just anticipated the handoff and tipped it away and picked it up. So the Pioneers don't get a shot off to start their second half possession. Stallo, Carlson from the top of the key, rims it out. Schomer in for the rebound. Here comes Piers, left to right now. Peters surveying the defense. Nobody stops him, and he pops for three, missed it. Rebound loose in the lane to Leidenfrost. Michael back out to Stuckmeyer. And whistle, they're going to get a hand check on Schmitz. That'll be the third on Brandon Schmitz. Called for a hole on Brandon Stuckmeyer. So his third, and it's the first Maple Lake foul of the half. Schomer to inbounds, right baseline. Piers down by eight. Shaw up and under, lefty short. Rebound inside for Pribble. Good look, though, but not able to finish. We've played 1 minute of the second half, still 28-20. Stallo off now to Hoisted. Hoisted off the dribble. Forced to give it up by Leidenfrost to Carlson. Back out on a restart to Stallo. 16-45, high screen and roll. Stallo rejected out by Jonah Prokot. Picked up in the corner by Shawl, and back the other way is Peter Schomer. Schomer to Stuckmeyer. Now down to Jonah. Whistle, and what do we got? A whistle and a turnover on a travel. Irish get the ball back. Like the first half, a slow start offensively. Neither team has scored. We've played over a minute and a half now. Couple of Piers turnovers, not helping them. Hoisted will fire from about 23. Didn't quite get enough on it, just got the front of the rim, comes down to the Pioneers. Jonah up ahead to Stuckmeyer, to Jonah in transition. Left hand from three, halfway down and out. Rebound, Leidenfrost in the corner. Michael threw it away as he was falling in out of bounds, right to Carlson. Again, the Pioneers not able to get anything that trip down. 15:50 left to play. Still sitting at 28-20. Pribble sets a screen for Stallo. Schmitz from the left corner. Good. Brandon Schmitz now with 9 on a trio of three-pointers tonight. The lead is 11. 31-20. Inside. Leidenfrost looking for help. Finally, it's Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer for Shaw. Shaw up, and he's fouled. Nick got it deep. And we'll see who the Irish foul is charged against. 23 is Max Pribble. That's his first. Second Irish foul. And here's Shawl, who is 2 for 2 tonight from the line, leading Piers with 8 points. The senior right-handed shooter with 15:28 to go. Hagen will come in after this free throw. There's a miss off the front rim. Pioneers now 4 of 8 tonight. Coming out is Carlson as Hagen returns. Hagen's a 5'11 sophomore. One more for Nick Shaw, looking for his 9th point. And that one is good. Maple Lake 31, Piers 21 with 15:25 to play in the basketball game. We're back at the MAC tomorrow night as the Crosby Ironton Rangers are in town. Left corner, Hagen. Back out for Schmitz. Guarded by Brandon Stuckmeyer. He takes him, lost his control, and they're going to call him out of control. And that's going to go on Schmitz, and that's his 4th. He's picked up 2 in less than 3 minutes of the half, and he's going to come out, and Carlson will return. So Schmitz, who is 2nd on his team in scoring tonight with 3 three-pointers and 9 points, will come to the bench. At the 15:09 mark, his team up by 10, Piers with the ball. Schomer into the front. Looking for a Jonah Prokot screen. Uses it to get to the free throw line, but nothing develops out of that. Now it's Leidenfrost. Across for Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer to the baseline. Doubled inside. Shaw up and good. And that play has been there tonight for Nick Shaw. 11 points for Nick. 31-23. It's back to 8, which was the margin at halftime. Stallo Off for a quick catch and shoot. Left elbow, Hoisted. 21 for Mitch Hoisted. Back for Schomer. Peter without a field goal tonight. Only one made free throw in the first half. Leidenfrost into the lane. Now backs out to the wing. Cut off by Hagen. Picked up his dribble. Out for Stuckmeyer, and Coach Call will use a timeout. It's Maple Lake 33, Pierce 23 with 14:10 left to play when we come back.
Hi, this is Madison Gall of the Pierce Pioneers, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Discover the design difference this holiday season. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you're searching for the perfect gift for that special someone, you'll love shopping with us. Whether it's a new LG 4K TV, GE appliance, Bluetooth speaker, headphones, or Verizon phone, we have what you need at the prices you want. Plus, we have tons of accessories and gadgets to stuff the stockings. So for a friendly, no-pressure shopping experience this holiday season, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Timeout is over. Piers with the ball. Shawl finds Jonah Prokop with a soft little righty. Six for Jonah tonight. Add an assist to Nick Shawl's good night. 33-25. Irish with the lead in the ball. We're down to 13:50 to play. Carlson out top, now to Hoisted. Hoisted looking for any bit of room to get a shot off. Pass across the way to Hagen. Back out. This is Stalo driving the lane. Leans in. They're going to call this one a player control foul. And that's Nick Shawl taking the charge. Doing it on both ends. Irish foul is on Stalo, his first. Team foul four on Maple Lake. Piers can get it to under eight, which they were down at half. We've played 4.5 minutes here, 13 and a half to play in regulation. Schomer, and they're going to call him for a double dribble. The dribble got high, the hesitation, and just that little hiccup is spotted, and the whistle came. It'll go back to the Irish. Now the referee was coming down and giving an explanation. Irish ball, backcourt, sideline pass in. Hoisted, Stalo, Hagen, Carlson, and Pribble for the Irish. Schomer, Stuckmeyer, Shawl, Leidenfrost, and Jonah Prokot. Hoisted, a leaner, left side, that rolls in. It's a 23-point game for Mitch Hoisted. The lead is back to 10. Schomer trying to get some offense going. He missed with a left-hand drive, but there to clean it up is Nick Shawl. 13 points for Nick, keeping the Pioneers in this ball game. 35-27. Hoisted over Leidenfrost. Short. It's going to be saved into Schomer. Pioneers have numbers. Schomer leads the three-on-three, and he threw it behind Stuckmeyer, and it's out of bounds. Pioneers tried to hit the gas pedal there, but just misfired on a pass. And the Maple Lake Irish come back with 12:35 to play, still maintaining an 8-point lead. Braden Bellinger is going to come in next. Dead ball, good drive. And they're going to get Hoisted on a travel as he went up for a shot, and it was Nick Shawl that got his hand on the ball momentarily. Tim Stalo saying that should have been a jump ball probably and should have been gone to the alternating arrow, which, if that had been the case, would have been a Maple Lake possession. But Nick just kind of slapped the ball. I don't think he ever really stopped it. And Hoisted came back down and travel. There's Shaw's pass deflected. I think he was indecisive between passing and shooting. And an Irish defender got a hand on it to deflect it. And Stallo drives the lane, kicks to the corner. Back out Hoisted. Dribble drive inside the free throw line from 12. Another soft touch roll for Mitch Hoisted. 25 for Hoisted, and the lead is 10 again. Pioneers just cannot reel in the Irish here. Down to the left corner is Jonah Prokot. Shaw got bodied off the ball, retrieves it, puts it up, missed, rebound. Nick deflects it out to Schomer to restart the offense. Now Leidenfrost backs off with 11:35 to go to Stuckmeyer. Wraparound pass inside, kicked out by Carlson. Maple Lake 37, Pierce 27 with 11:33 to play. Jonah Prokot will be handed the ball. He sets himself, gets a return bounce pass. Fall away from 8, way too hard. Out of bounds on the other side in the corner. It was touched by an Irish rebounder. I think it was hit by Pribble out of bounds. So Pierce will inbounds near the corner across the way. Leidenfrost comes into Peter Schomer. Schomer back out, now left side to Michael. Goes baseline, right hand, no, rebound, Pribble. And then wrestled away by Leidenfrost, and they're going to get a held ball. This time it does go to Maple Lake on the alternating arrow. 11:15 to go. Here's Jared Prokot coming in for Shaw. What a night Nick has given the Pioneers, and he gets a fist bump from his head coach as he comes to the bench. So it's now Schomer, Leidenfrost, Stuckmeyer, and both Prokots for the Pioneers. Stallo across midcourt, pick and roll with Hoisted. Hoisted off the dribble against Leidenfrost. Quick jump shot, no, rebound. Jared Prokot had it, tipped away by Pribble, and Pribble's got it. Pioneers give it away with 10:50 left, trailing by 10. Stallo drives and dishes. Pribble back out and a travel on Bellinger. Couldn't keep the pivot foot down, and that forces head coach Tim Stallo some frustration. Pioneers with chances still in this game at 37-27, but not able to make any headway. Here's Jared Prokot out for Leidenfrost. Michael back for Jared, well behind the arc. Now back to Schomer again. The big storyline here offensively, Peter, no field goals tonight, only 1 point on a first half free throw. Leidenfrost got deep, trapped in the corner. Back out, Jonah, short, rebound, Bellinger, foul, Pioneers. I think Peter's going to be called for a reach. It is number 2 on Peter. First Pioneer foul of the half. And Shaw is going to come back in for Jonah at the 10:20 mark. 13 points tonight for Nick Shaw. Stallo into the front court. He'll work it left side against Peter Schomer. Back out top for Carlson. Carlson pushes it to the right corner for Hoisted. Quickly back to Stallo. Little hesitation drive, and it gets a bucket and a foul. Stallo with the and one. And the Pioneer blocking foul is charged on Nick Shaw, his fourth. One shot for Stallo. That one is off to the left. Rebound Stuckmeyer. So Stallo gets 2 out of that trip to give him 5 tonight. The lead is 12, 39-27. Jared Prokot with a strong move. He curled down from the free throw line, just took a little drop step and kept going to the rim. And those are the first points tonight for Jared Prokot, who scored 20 on Tuesday. High screen to Stallo. Now Carlson over Stuckmeyer. Bangs off. Rebound for Shaw. Nick hands it off to Schomer. Now Jared will glide to the glass and score. Jared for 2 more. Back to back, Jared Prokot buckets, and it's a timeout for the Irish.
Hi, this is Mariah Olish of the Pierce Pioneers, wishing you and your loved ones peace, health, happiness, and prosperity in the coming new year.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters
purchase banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C's Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Lipke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Irish have the ball after the timeout. Hoisted! What an answer coming out of the timeout. Go right to Mitch Hoisted and get some momentum back, and he buries a right elbow jumper to give him 27, which is right about his season average. 9 minutes to play, 41-31 Irish. They've led the whole way. Schomer, stop and go, now goes to Leidenfrost in the corner. Michael inside, Jarrett up, and he scores again. Jarrett Prokot has scored the last six Pioneer points. 41-33 the score. Pioneers within eight again. They were down eight at half. 8:35 left. Here's Stallo for Hoisted. To the corner, Brandon Schmitz is back in the game. He's got Pribble open on the opposite side, scored, and they're going to get Jonah on a foul. Max Pribble was left unguarded, and he made him pay with a bucket and an and one coming. His first points of the night. Jonah picks up his second personal, third of the half on the Pioneers. One shot for Pribble. Pribble's got two. And now trying to make it a three-point effort. And that one is no good. Jarrett Prokot with the rebound. We're down to 8:20 to play. 43-33. Hand off back to Stuckmeyer. Now it's Leidenfrost for Peter Schomer. He gets inside. Peter puts it up. That rolls off the rim. Got it back off a Jarrett Prokot tip. Can he do anything with it? No. Finds Leidenfrost. Now Brandon Stuckmeyer to Jarrett. Jarrett against a double team. No. Player control foul on Jarrett. Jarrett will get his second. Team's fourth. 7:58 left. Irish will get the ball back. Leading by 10. The slow trek up court by Aiden Stallo. Goes right to the corner for Pribble, and now we're going to get a player control foul on Stallo. As Jared stood his ground, that is number two on Aiden Stallo, and the fifth Irish foul. I don't think we've had a game with more player control fouls called than this one here tonight. 7:40 to go. Schomer finds Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer lost the dribble. Ball comes flying out to the bench. Peter able to save it. Fires it over for Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost up. Blocked by Hoisted. And the Irish have it back with 7:25 to play. Leading by 10. To the right side, Hoisted. They want to draw the Pioneer defense out. Leidenfrost is checking Hoisted right now. Hoisted directing the traffic. Finds Stallo on the left wing. Stallo dribbles, leans in, count it, and a foul on Jarrett. Jarrett Prokot with his third. The and one for Stallo, who is 0 for 5 tonight. He's got 7 points. A first half three and a couple of two-pointers this half. Lead is back to 12. That one is around and got through. First made free throw for Aiden Stallo, and the lead is 46-33 with 7 minutes to play. Pioneers need some offense, and they got to find some stops on the defensive end. Backdoor cut, Leidenfrost up and in. Michael from Jonah gives Michael 9 tonight. First points of this half. He had 7 at halftime. 46-35, 6:35 to go. Hoisted Bodied up by Michael. Got a screen to get off a shot, and it rattled halfway down and came flying out. Here's Jonah up court. Jonah now to Jared in the lane. Jared up, right hand, no. Rebound, Irish. Bellinger skied up for that rebound. 6:15 to play. 46-35 Irish. Stallo now guarded by Peter Schomer. Gets to the baseline, leans around, Leidenfrost and scores. That's 10 now for Stallo. On the other end, Leidenfrost is fouled going up as the Pioneers push the tempo. Michael will go to the line for two. The foul's on Hoisted, his third. Michael is one of two tonight, looking to get into double figures for the second game in a row. He's coming off a 13-point game Tuesday at home against Bram. Good. 10 for Michael. 5:59 to go. Carlson for Schmitz on a Maple Lake substitution. Pioneers return home tomorrow against Crosby Ironton as Leidenfrost short on that one. Rebound for Hoisted. Maple Lake's next game isn't until January. This is their final game before the break. They've played their holiday tournament already. They host a four-team tournament. They did that last weekend. 5:40 to play, 48-36 Irish. Stallo looking for a crease into the lane to Carlson. Back out to Hoisted. Left corner, Stallo, three, short. Rebound loose, picked up by Leidenfrost. 5:25 left to go. Michael now, top of the key. Left side, Stuckmeyer. Back for Peter. Right side, Jonah. Jared cruising through the lane, asking for the ball, doesn't get it in the low block. Now for Leidenfrost. Pioneers are down by 12. Drive and dish by Leidenfrost. And now Stuckmeyer lost it going inside. And the Irish will have it back with Hoisted. Off to Stallo with 5 minutes to play. Stallo being worked up court by Peter Schomer on the defense. Stallo coming around to Hoisted again. Hoisted step back three, short. Rebound, Jared Prokot fouled going up. This will go on Max Pribble, his second, and the Pioneers are headed to the bonus free throw situation. That is team foul 7 on Maple Lake, and it'll be Jared Prokot, the senior. Jared's got 6 points, and he scored them on 3 straight possessions. Pioneers need every free throw now that they can muster here. 4:46, they're running short of time. They're down by 12. Missed, wide right, rebound Hoisted. Empty trip up court for the Pioneers there. Nick Shaw will return on the next whistle. Stallo crosses midcourt with 4:37. Got a screen from Mitch Hoisted. To the corner for Carlson. Drives on Stuckmeyer. Lost it going up. Got it back to Stallo. Stallo into the lane. Off balance. Leaner drops in. And Aiden Stallo has suddenly found his offensive game. 12, including 9 in about the last 4 minutes. And it's a 14-point game. Pioneers are going to have to find some guys willing to shoot. There's a nice little bounce pass into the post to get Jared Prokot a good look from Schomer. Gives Jared 8. Makes it 50-38 with 4 minutes to play. Stallo to the left side. Off for Hoisted. Free throw line high. Shoots. Partially blocked by Leidenfrost. Picked out of midair by Prokot. Up for Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer will take it up. Scoop shot. No. Rebound. Pribble. And a timeout for Coach Stallo of Maple Lake. His fourth of the night. It comes with 3:42 to play.
Hi, this is Alex Wilson of the Pierce Pioneers. May the Lord bless you and keep you this Christmas season.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and...
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Out of the timeout, Irish ball handled it out front. Hoisted stopped inside the free throw line, finds a cutting Stallo, puts it up and off. Rebound tipped by Stuckmeyer. Still battled for, and they're going to get a traveling call as an Irish player, Bellinger, hit the floor holding the ball. Traveling violation, but that possession took 32 seconds off the clock. We're down to 3:08 to play. Schomer picks up a rolling ball at midcourt, throws it into Jared, who is fouled going up, and Jared will go back to the free throw line. Maple Lake 50, Piers 38, just over 3 minutes left, 3:04 to be exact. Prokot for two on the foul by Bellinger, his second. Good on the first. That gives Jared Prokot 9 points tonight, all this half. And to make it a 10, he missed it. Rebound, Hoisted. It's still 11 points with under 3 minutes to go. Stallo will walk it up court. Now accelerates the pace a little bit as he comes across the midcourt. To Hoisted, a three, short, Shawl the rebound. And I could read Tim Stallo's lips, too fast. They didn't take enough time off. Here's an air ball three by Stuckmeyer. Shawl saves it in, but to an Irish player. 2:33 left to play. Stallo, front court. Stopped by Shawl, and Nick is fouled out. Nick will end his evening with an excellent effort. A 13-point game for Nick. And that'll bring Jonah Prokot in. So Nick did an excellent job tonight, but his night is over. Tony Skiba is coming in for the first time, replacing Michael Leidenfrost. Looks like Riley Hagan is returning, as is Brandon Schmitz for the Irish. That's only the sixth team foul, so it's not a bonus yet. The next foul will put the Irish at the line. 2:27 remain. And they're going to call a moving screen on Carlson. That'll be a turnover. It's the third on Carlson. And now Michael. I don't think Michael can come back in. No time came off the clock. I don't think technically you can substitute a guy in without time coming off, but the moving screen was called before the inbounds and the subs were made before. But nonetheless, Schomer's three, in and out. Peter still without a field goal tonight. Both he and Stuckmeyer have been kept from putting one in the hoop. Peter's got a free throw. Brandon hasn't scored. Here's Hoisted. Off for Stallo. 50-39 Irish. 2 minutes left to play. Irish have one timeout left. Pierce two. Schmitz poked away momentarily. Now we get a held ball, but Coach Stallo is going to expend his final timeout to keep the possession. Timeout Irish. This has got to be a short timeout. Oh, now they're going to say it's not a timeout. The referees are talking now. That would have been the fifth timeout for Coach. So they're going to wave out the timeout, and who's going to get the ball? Well, then it should be a held ball and go to Piers on the arrow. They just stop play, and they're going to give Maple Lake a bailout on this. Oh. So, no timeout. It'll be an inbounds. And it comes right to Bellinger. Off to Stalo on a handoff. Clock running, a minute 45 to play. 50-39 Irish. Schomer will come out and pick up a foul to stop the clock. And Stalo will go to the free throw line. He's made one of six. This is a 1-1. That's team foul number seven on Pierce. So got to make the first to get the second. He made it. Best looking free throw he's put up all night in a clutch situation. 51-39. 13 tonight for Stalo. Made them both. Two big down the stretch free throws by Aiden Stalo. Schomer leans in, comes up empty, but Jonah's underneath the hoop. He puts it up. That goes. Jonah Prokop bucket. Jonah's got eight. Pioneers full court press with a minute 25 to go. And now we do get an Irish timeout. Minute 25 to go. Timeout on the court. Irish inbounds up by 11 when we come back.
Hi, this is Charles Picaro of the Pierce Pioneers. Peace, goodwill, and happiness for you at Christmas and always.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Back to live action. A quick foul on Brandon Stuckmeyer will send Aiden Stalo to the line for the bonus here. 52-41. That one is long. Rebound, though, for Max Pribble. Pribble with the offensive board, and they'll foul him now. Pioneers running out of options. Schomer will get the foul. That's number four on Peter. And at the line to shoot is Max Pribble. Zach Trout is going to come in. 1-1 for Pribble, with Trout entering the game for Jared Prokop. Maple Lake 52, Pierce 41. Pioneers trailed by 8 and just couldn't get any closer in this half. Pribble for the bonus. He's got 2 points tonight. These are his first attempts. Good. Nothing but net. Three now for Max Pribble tonight. Pribble averages 2.4 a game. Doesn't get to the line often. He's just 2-for-3 now on the season. Now he missed that one. But another offensive rebound for the Irish. And now a foul will send Hoisted to the stripe. This one will be charged to Zach Trout. So a couple of offensive rebounds off missed free throws here. Takes the clock down to 1:16, and Hoisted shooting with 27 points tonight. 28. Checking in is Robbie Schaefer for the first time. As Hoisted calmly sinks them both. Down to a minute 10 left. Leidenfrost out top. Left side, Schomer into the lane. Pull up from 12, short. Rebound, battled for. Irish will lose it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was touched by Jonah. So, with 1:03 to go, Carlson will return. Logan for Bellinger. And now we get Brent Schilling and Tony Skiba coming in for Stuckmeyer and Jonah Prokot. 55-41. Full court pressure, but Pioneers just aren't going to be able to come back from this one. 1 minute to go, a quick foul. And if this is on Peter, his night is done. It is. Well, they say that's only four on Peter. So the line will send Stallo to the stripe. 1 minute exactly to play as Charles Picard and Noah Sakulla prepare to come in. Stallo rimmed the first one out. And now we get Charles in, Trout coming in, Noah's coming in. Schomer leaves, Leidenfrost is coming out. And who else? Robbie Schaefer will leave. 55-41. Here's the free throw. It's short. Schilling snatches the rebound. Quickly up court. Here's Brent inside. Missed it. Rebound. Aiden Stallo with 47 seconds left as he weaves his way up court. Leaves it off now for Hoisted. And the Pioneers not showing any inclination of coming out and hacking and sending the Irish. This one is going to go in the books as an Irish conference opening win tonight. Just a matter of the final scores. We go under 30 to play. Skiba working. Jumped out, helped by Skiba and Schilling. Now Noah Sakulla with Picard defending in the corner. 14 to go. Irish are just going to hold this one out. And it looks like this final is going to be 55-41 as they will just put it on their hip. And the final seconds come off, and the Irish go wire to wire tonight on their home court. Final score, Maple Lake 55, Piers 41. We start the postgame.
Hi, this is Cody Kimmon of the Piers Pioneers. Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season and throughout the coming year.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Jared Prokot of the Piers Pioneers, wishing you the merriest Christmas and all the best in the new year.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating.
a locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, welcome back here where the Irish prevail on their home court tonight over the Pioneers. 55-41, they led from wire to wire in the conference opener for both teams. As the Pioneers fall to 3-3, the Irish improve their overall mark to 4-4. Both teams at 500 now. Quick postgame show, Mitch Hoist had 29, 14 for Aiden Stallo, 9 for Brandon Schmitz, and 3 for Max Pribble, the only four Irish players that found the scoring column tonight. They were 9 of 18 from the free throw line. They are off now until January 4th. They'll host Kimball here, so a long, nice holiday break for the Irish. Is that right? You're off until January, right, Case? You're off. Okay. Two Pioneers get to double figures tonight. Nick Shaw with a good night, 13. Michael Leidenfrost with 10. Jared Prokot scores 9, all in the second half. Jonah Prokot with 8. And only one tonight for Peter Schomer, playing but not scoring. Brandon Stuckmeyer, Tony Skiba, Brent Schilling, Noah Sekulla, Zach Trout, and Robbie Schaefer. The Pioneers don't have a long break. They're back at it tomorrow night. Crosby Ironton will be at the MAC. 7:15 tip-off. Pioneers and Rangers. That's the last game for the Pioneers before they go up to the Aiken Holiday Tournament after Christmas. Again, your final. Maple Lake 55, Pierce 41. These two teams will meet again January 31st back in Pierce for the second round of action. That makes it 11 straight victories for Maple Lake over Pierce in boys basketball. We'll see you tomorrow night back at home as the Rangers of Crosby Ironton take on the Pioneers on You Are There Sports.